In my own consulting efforts, I found that telling did not work, and, furthermore, that the clients who called me in for consultation often had previously experienced the formal approach with other consultants and did not find the diagnose and then recommend approach terribly helpful. The formal process often missed the real problem or recommended things that could not be implemented for a variety of reasons that the consultant evidently had not considered. At the same time, the problems that confronted leaders and managers became more complex to diagnose and even more difficult to fix. I also learned through several experiences that will be discussed in the cases in this audiobook that sometimes just the earliest questions, comments, and puzzlements that I expressed in the initial contacts with a client proved to be very helpful in enabling the client to perceive and think about the situation. This often led to immediate next moves that the client could think of that were seen by both helper and client as immediately beneficial. All this led me to go beyond the previous models and write about what I experienced. Real help can be fast, but it requires an open, trusting relationship with the client that the helper has to build from the very beginning. Because of the difficulty and